Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout leaders, new Cub Scout families, and anyone looking to make youth serving programs in Scouting America, well, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat. Oh, and be sure to check out the audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It's time for Cub Chat Live. I'm Aaron. This guy over here is Jason. How are you, Jason?
Good. How are you, Aaron? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Always good to see you on a Friday afternoon. Rich wins the prize for the first comment of the day. He got a comment in 12 minutes before we went live. What's up, Rich, from Pack 151 in Pennsylvania? Hello, Scouter, Mrs. Edens. Good to see you. Somebody named Jason left a comment on our YouTube channel. I don't know who that is. Al, good to see you. Fred, good to see you from the Three Fires Council. And Scouter Craig from Pack 3256 in Kent, Ohio. So many of my favorite people are here. It's always cool to see some familiar names. And then we get some new names every once in a while, which is also very cool. So it is, you know, kind of the third week of August. Fall time is here. It's getting a little bit cooler. School's been up and running for most folks for a couple of months, and your Cub Scout packs are probably getting into the swing of things. Hopefully, you've got some brand new dens, and hopefully with those, maybe even if you don't have brand new dens, you probably have at least a handful of brand new den leaders who right around this time might be wondering, what have I gotten myself into? We are here to help. We are here to answer those questions. So whether you yourself watching is a brand new den leader, or if you have a brand new den leader in your pack, or if you know someone who has a brand new den leader in their pack, this is where you want to send them. Jason, what do we want to start with here? What's the message we want to get across today?
Yeah, so you're a brand new den leader. Now what? Or you might not be a new den leader. You might be a cub master, or you've been a den leader for a couple of years. And honestly, if I'm talking to our audience today, if you're coming to Cub Chat Live pretty regularly, you're probably already a leader. We need you to help those new leaders, right? I'm sure somebody in your scouting journey helped get you started, and you didn't just get thrown into the deep end and, hey, figure it out. Somebody helped you. That's you now. You have to help these new leaders. And hopefully today we're going to, you can point them here. We'll give them some good resources to get them rolling.
Yeah. Being a den leader is an overwhelmingly positive experience. I know it is for you, Jason. It certainly was for me, but we've all felt at times like, holy cow, what are we doing? We have an obligation exactly to help out these brand new den leaders, many of which, what we know now, it's different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. A lot of these den leaders have no previous experience with scouting at all. They don't know the difference still. They're still trying to remember, am I a den leader or a pack leader? What am I again? What do we do? Are we a lions or are we tigers? What is this all about? So they need our support. And I love the title of your presentation you've created today, Jason. I'm a brand new den leader. Now what? Yeah, perfect. I mean, that's exactly, they sign up. Congratulations. The Cub Master goes, oh, thank goodness we've got that den covered.
Yeah, oh, I don't have to worry about now tigers anymore.
Exactly. Now, exactly. So now what do they do? Well, number one, come to Cub Chat Live. But Jason, yeah, what's the first bit of advice we give them?
Yeah. So the first place that you should send a new den leader, and I actually don't have a slide for this. This is my fault. Online training. So I think it was my last one, talking about the train strips, the most important patch you can earn in scouting. Send them to get that train strip online, or even better, in-person training. So that will help at least them understand what it is they've gotten themselves into or gotten roped into, depending on how you got into it. And that's a great place to start. The next best place is scouting.org. And so we've got there it is. I'd love to do a live demo of the website, but we would be here for like 2 hours walking through everything and talking about how exciting it is. So you guys just get slides, but you're welcome to follow along. So scouting.org. And if you scroll down to programs, which is about 2 mouse scrolls down, click on Cub Scouts, it'll take you to this area. And so this is everything that you need to run your adventures. This'll make it a little bit easier if you're not a creative person. You can just take the stuff we've done and do the activities, and that's it. Makes it simple, makes it easy, and it keeps it fun for the kids.
Fudge Soup Daisy is what is the thing that we say, Jason. Hey, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you real quick.
You're good.
Shout out to Fred from the, I think I maybe already shout out to Fred. Shout out to Jennifer from Pack 5391. Rob says happy Friday. Noah, good to see you from Pack 28. Rusty B is here. All of our friends are here. Yeah, Jason, when I took over as Cub Master, it's been a few years, but I remember the outgoing Cub Master. He gave me this book, and it was literally, it was printed, and it was massive. And I don't think I ever even opened it. I think it might be sitting in this closet right over here still. We've come a long way, and I appreciated the support I got back then and everything like that. But the mindset has changed a little bit since then, and I think for good. And the Cub Scout website, the official Cub Scout website, important to say, right? The official Cub Scout website is so much more robust and helpful now to parents, to especially brand new den leaders than it used to be. Definitely one of the first places you should stop. And you mentioned training real quick. That's come a long way too. The online training is good. It's fun. It's interesting. You've got interesting personalities. It's not like the 200-page book that I got back in the day that I couldn't even get or wrap my head around. Like, what? So anyway, yeah, two great places to start right there, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. My brain just derailed because somebody was talking about safeguarding youth in hazardous weather. Oh, man, I could talk for 2 hours about hazardous weather. It's just my topic of choice at our last district committee meeting. So the adventures are good and great, right? And so you have the website, but then there's some other resources that you could have. What about the handbook? What about the den meeting decks? And I have the Weeblos one because I have a Weeblo. I've got all the rest put up, but you know, these will get you there. These will do the exact same things that you could get on the website. So if you are a tactile physical person, this is your resource. This is great. I'm the internet generation. I work in IT. I love being able to just pull up a bookmark on my computer or my phone and here's the adventure, here's the requirements, here's ways to do it. Sometimes people are a little more old school. They like paper. I like paper for certain things. And so having the book is cool because I can go, let's see, we're doing Catch the Big One, which is a fishing adventure. And it is right, oops, that's the wrong one. Right here, Catch the Big One. And here's all the requirements for it. And here's different ways to go through the requirements. It's not gonna be quite as step-by-step as what we have on the website, but this'll do you. It's $25 in the Scout Shop. Not bad. Yeah.
If you love having something to carry around with you like that, that's a great option. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and these'll do the same thing that you can get on the website. These are the adventure cards that will help you do every single one of the activities and plan it out. They've got a QR code that'll take you to the website if you're a little more tech savvy. I'm a QR code guy, so I'm all in on QR codes.
Let's just real quick, Jason, explain those den decks. We did a show about them. It's been a couple of months maybe, but maybe for folks who don't know, what are the den decks?
Yeah, so it's a deck of cards, and this is only about half of what's in the box. So I've got a deck of cards here, and it's kind of hard to see because of my light. But this one's for Bobcat Requirement 1. So they need to do a den doodle for Weeblos. And usually I'll pick Weeblos because it's what my daughter's in. And so I'm super familiar with it because I'm doing it right now. And so all I got to do is scan that QR code and it'll take me to an activity to do the den doodle. Or if I'm setting this up where I have parents helping me, I can go, hey, cool. I've got, my cards got all mixed up when I loaned them out. So cool. Hey, Timmy's dad, can you help the kids make a den flag? I'll have all the supplies. I just need to help you have them come up with some ideas. Maybe they'll sketch them out ahead of time and vote on what they want on the flag. And this is all you got to do. And I can hand them the card and I can go worry about something else.
I think one of the best signs that people like these den decks is that I keep on getting emails from people saying that their local Scout Shop is sold out. So they are definitely in demand, and I know that the Scout Shop is working furiously behind the scenes to make sure they have enough. Contact your local Scout Shop. You can buy them online, I think, right, Jason,
from scoutshop.org.
So try one of those two resources. If they're not available, I promise they will be soon. Those have been really, really popular. What a good idea. A few more shout-outs, if I could, real quick, Jason, before we go on. Chris from Jamesville, New York, good to see you. Tony from Valley Springs, California. Timothy says, what have I gotten myself into? Yes, Timothy, you've come to the right place. We're glad to have you from back 3031. Hey, Tamara. always good to see you. I'm glad you're here. You waited. Let's see. You waited 2 minutes until after the show started to comment. That's okay. We're going to allow it. Good to see you, Tamara. Doug is good to see. Good to see you, Doug. Scouter Miss Eden says, I wasn't supposed to get thrown to the wolves. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Scouter. Good to have you here as well. Jessica, good to see you. Rob says, brand new leader here. Rob is not a brand new leader. He's being sarcastic, but he does know a lot of brand new leaders. And I would say this show is just as much for them as it is for the brand new leaders themselves. Very, very cool. There's also something, if we could go back to the website real quick, Jason. There's a thing online called Leader Resources.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about that?
So Leader Resources is sort of a one-stop shop on the national website for you as a leader. And so I've got screenshots again. So if you go to scouting.org, you scroll down to programs, and you click on Cub Scouts, or you can click up top on programs and go to Cub Scouts and scroll down about halfway through the page. In blue is Leader Resources. And if you click that, it'll take you to the next screen. It'll look something like this. And here are a ton of resources that can help you out. And so I'm really interested in the Den Leader resources specifically. I've got a QR code that'll take you straight to it. There we go. I like QR codes. You can always tell mine because they're pretty colors and have the Cub Scout logo versus the dinosaur that Tamara likes. And so the Den Leader resources page, it has a ton of stuff. And so I picked tigers for my example instead of Weeblos because you're more likely to have a brand new leader that's lions or tigers. And generally you tend to sort of stick with your kid. And so if you hit the next slide, it'll take us to the Tiger Den Leader resource page. And I unfortunately can't scroll this, but if you go to the website, there is a ton of information on this site. It has a welcome guide. It references the book that comes with the parent book that comes with when you buy the Tiger version, one of these, a little bit different format, has a bunch of great resources in it. But it also talks about, it's got a link to the guide to safe scouting for if you have questions about, is this activity okay? It has Den Leader tips and tricks video. There's a couple of videos in there you can watch that are, as a brand new leader, pretty useful because if you don't, the video doesn't tell you, maybe you're not getting it from other pack leaders, right? Maybe that message isn't getting passed along to you. And it's got a ton of other resources on that page. It's got just handouts you can give your parents, the parent talent survey, which is a good way to figure out like, hey, Johnny's dad's a woodworker. Cool. When we get up to bears, like I'm going to him for Baloo the Builder.
Yep. Yep. Fred comments in the comments. Don't forget, commissioners are there to help. Yes, Fred, that is a great point.
We're going to talk about commissioners.
Okay. Well, thank you. Fred's already ahead of the game. You know, you talked about training a little bit earlier, Jason, but I want to address this question from Jim, who is trying to encourage some of his leaders to take training and is maybe getting a little resistance. Yeah, I do wonder, Jason, what do you think? Like when we're trying to get our new leaders, you know, they're volunteers. We can't force them to do anything, right? They're here because they want to be here. What is your message to new leaders, especially about why this training is helpful and why it's worth, 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour at the most of their time?
Yeah, so it depends. If you're a committee chair, your training is a lot longer than, okay, say, your training is a den leader. And den leader in-person training takes about 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on your trainer, how many people you have. And the online modules are great. They will teach you a bunch of stuff you didn't know. And it's important to express to your new leaders that every scout deserves a trained leader. That's why we have the trained patch. It's to show that you have been through that training and you are trained, position trained for your den leader, cub master, whatever job you've been convinced to do. And so I'm a big fan of in-person training only because of the networks you build. So I'm a brand new den leader. I only know people in my pack. That's all I'm going to be exposed to because I probably don't know about Roundtable, which we're going to talk about. I probably haven't been to Baloo because I'm brand new. I don't know about these things. But if you send me to an in-person training, I'm going to meet other den leaders from other packs, and we're going to share ideas. I'm going to get to know them in that three-hour window, and probably we're going to exchange numbers and email and contact info and stay in touch. I still remember people from my Baloo class I took way back in Texas. I'm in Virginia now. And like you know, you build your network, you get to know people, you get to learn people outside of your unit that like, oh man, you know what? They do a really cool camp out every year. I can talk to them when it's time to plan. And it start, and Tamara makes a good point in Facebook. You realize that Cub Scouts is way bigger than your den and it's way bigger than your pack.
Yeah, and I sympathize with Jim because, you know, there are, you know, some people, again, who volunteer who are resistant for whatever reason. My message is always that, you know, this is going to make your job easier. If you just take this, do this one little thing now, it's one of those things. It's like, I don't, is delayed gratification the right word, right? It's a few hour segment out of your day here. Yes, that is a few hours that you could be napping, but it's going to make the next 4 or 5 years so much easier and so much more gratifying and better for the Cub Scouts in your den. That would be my message, Jim. And I think Jason had, yeah, great ideas there. And as Tamara said, also all that stuff, good ideas. Shout out to Alex from Cub Scout Pack 220 in Lee's Summit. Good to see you. Tony from Pack 302 in Valley Springs, California. Rob says they have in-person training up coming up next week. Yeah, that in-person training, like you said, just to interact with people face-to-face in person, the ability to have a conversation and ask questions, incredibly valuable. Shout out to John from Midland, Texas. Not too far from where I am. Very, very cool. All right, Jason, the next QR code you have in your presentation leads to something called the fun and games. I'm interested in fun. I want to know what that is. What is fun and games?
Fun and games is my favorite part of the website. I probably use the fun and games section more than anything else. And so if you hit the next slide, the fun and games section is not advancement. It's games that you can run with your den and with your pack. So I like to run these either as a gathering activity or at the end of a big meeting. We'll do some sort of game because, you know, maybe we've done some cool craft or maybe we built first aid kits, but like maybe we did some just learning and learning's kind of boring. Like my kid did it enough in school. Let's do something exciting. And so I like to close out the meetings with something very high energy. It gets the kids excited and keeps them wanting to come back week after week because they know we're going to do some sort of game and something exciting. And so the Fun and Games Archive is the place to be. It's got so many games ideas that you can select, you know, what level of kid, how many kids do you have that are going to be participating, you know, and it'll help you break down supplies, rules, like what the playing field looks like if it has one. Great resource. One of my favorites.
Yeah. And looking at that Fun and Games Archive, Jason, I love how there's clickable links based on energy level, how long it takes to prepare for it, how many players you have, kind of like the card deck, right? You can sort of simplify it and weed out the ones that maybe don't apply to you or emphasize the ones that do apply to you. Everybody loves fun and games. Leaders, kids, everybody loves that. So
everybody loves fun and games.
Exactly, yeah. And then there's another little known resource. What is this Cub Chat Live thing I keep on?
Oh, man. So this QR code is really not for the people that are watching right now. So there's a QR code that'll take you to Cub Chat Live. Share this with your new leaders. So I taught a similar course to this about a month ago in person. I had 5 or 6 brand new den leaders and a 20-year Cub Master in the room. And the Cub Master had heard of Cub Chat Live. None of the new leaders had. And so I had a QR code for them just because they can go back through the archive of Cub Chat Live and maybe they have a particular activity. You know, maybe they're doing, and I'm going to self-promote, maybe they're doing paddle sports because they're a bear or a Weeblow leader. There's a video for that. There's so many Cub Chat Live topics that we've covered that, yeah, it might be a little longer format than, say, 8 or 9 or 10 minutes, but it's such a good resource for new leaders that really it's something you should be promoting to your new leaders to bring them here, right? We answer questions live from the chat as best we can.
Yep.
And so, man, what a great place.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And a lot of times the folks in our comments will tag friends. You guys got about 10 more minutes to tag some friends in today's show. Or, as Jason said, these shows live on. You don't have to watch them live. We love to have you watch them live so you can interact with us live. you don't have to watch live. You can go back and watch them all later. A lot of the topics that are important, like new leader training, welcome new leaders. We've talked about those a few different times. So go back to get some other thoughts and opinions if you'd like. I want to address real quick, Jason, a question from Doug. It's not exactly related to what we're talking about, but I think it's appropriate. He's asking about keeping den leaders happy. So not just making new den leaders feel happy, but how do you keep them happy going forward? We're kind of throwing you a curveball here, Jason.
It's not a curveball.
It's a good question. Yeah.
I'm ready. So, man, it's like I just talked about it on the last Cub Chat Live I did. So there's a whole Cub Chat Live. When was I on here? 3 weeks ago? Maybe four? On adult leader recognition. Yeah, not that long. There are so many adult leader recognitions that help you keep your leaders engaged. It's an official pat on the back, right? I keep doing the program, one, because I keep having fun with my kid. We're having a blast. She loves going to camp. She loves shooting BB guns. She loves fishing and hiking. And I love doing those things with her. But I keep doing all of the extra jobs that I have. Let me switch hats like 27 times, because every now and then somebody says, hey, you did a great job with that. Even with your den leaders, it keeps them engaged. It is so important that we recognize our leaders, either with, maybe you have an award that your pack has made up. Maybe you give them the den leader training award if they've met the requirements. You present them that train strip in front of the whole pack so that they feel special for having earned it. It is so important and such a good way to keep our leaders engaged that I don't have a QR code for it, but go find that Cub Chat Live and watch it. That's a really good one because Jim said he can't even get them to take the online modules, which is frustrating. I feel you. It's volunteer. We can't twist their arm and make them do it, but boy, does it help.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, go back and watch our previous episodes where we've talked about these type of things. A lot of the issues that people have and the questions people have, I feel like we've also talked about the importance of creating a positive family type atmosphere in your Cub Scout pack, right? And the reason why we talk about that is because if you do that, den leaders tend to have a positive experience. And if they're stressed, if they have questions, they'll come to you and they'll ask the questions. They're comfortable doing that. If you don't have that, if you show up all the time in a bad mood and it's a stressful type atmosphere, exactly, then the den leaders are going to reflect that. They're not going to want to ask questions. They don't want to come to you. They don't want to bother you. They themselves are going to be, more likely to not be happy. So a lot of it has to do with let's just have fun with this. The Cub Scout motto is do your best. We all are going to make, I made mistakes as a den leader, as a Cub Master. We all make mistakes. It's okay. Just do the best you can. Have fun with it. Follow the program as it is designed. You're going to be fine. And so, yeah, definitely saying thank you to den leaders. By the way, you mentioned recognizing den leaders. We talk a lot about recognizing Cub Scouts in front of their peers, right? When a member achieves an adventure, you recognize them in front of their den members, den fellow den members. You might recognize them in front of the entire pack. I'd like to get recognized too. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I thought it was really cool when I got recognized in front of my pack, my other families. That was fun. It means a lot. Definitely do that for sure. A few more shout outs. We got a lot of people watching. Maybe the most important one, Alexander says, go Tigers. Alexander, if you're talking about the right Tigers, I agree.
No.
If you're talking about the right Tigers, though, I'm not sure what to think about that. So we'll see. But I think I'm okay with that comment. Shout out to Kim from Kaiser, Oregon. Very, very cool. She says the staff at the Cascade Pacific Council store has been awesome resource. Yeah, your scout shop is oftentimes staffed with people who are willing to help. Shout out to Kim from the Big Apple. Very, very cool. Thank you for joining in. Steve, good to see you from Akron, Ohio. Behind the scenes, Brian has posted a lot of the links that we've talked about in the chat. We just mentioned, tell folks about Cub Chat Live, tag them, tag a friend in the comments, let them know what's going on. And then we also promised we were going to talk about this little thing called Roundtable, Jason. What's this?
Yeah, man. So hold on. Let me switch out and put my commissioner hat on. Yep. So I really enjoyed being a commissioner, and your commissioners are there to help you. Your first stop for your commissioner, because your den leader, honestly, probably a new one, doesn't know who your unit commissioner is. Your first person you're probably going to meet if you go to them is your roundtable commissioner. And so this one's going to be a weird resource for Cub Scout leaders, especially new ones. So this is not to say go to roundtable or don't go to roundtable. You should absolutely go to roundtable for the networking aspect. But inside the commissioner resources for those people who are running roundtables, there's this whole collection of videos that are there to help them run roundtable and come up with topic ideas, but they are just as good for Cub Scout leaders. And so there it is. If you go to the QR code, or you can go to the national website, find the commissioner section. So in commissioner resources, if you expand that Cub Scout breakouts, there are so many videos that are between about 6 and 15 minutes long on individual topics, anywhere from welcoming new families. There's one for parent to leader. Man, we should have a bunch of parent to leaders in here today. Den leaders, all the way to talking about advancements, blue and gold, Pinewood Derby. And you'll get to see Anthony Berger's handsome face on almost every single one of them.
You can't go wrong with that. You know, Anthony, we joke around, he's a good communicator. He does a really good job with those. Definitely want to tune in with those. My mistake, Alex says he's talking about Cub Scouts, Tigers. I thought that was maybe a college football shout out. He's talking about the Tigers that we all agree on. Go Tigers, Cub Scouts, Tigers. Thank you, Alex, for clarifying. Shout out to Tamara from North Carolina. Thank you for joining us. We have just a few more minutes with Jason here. I know you've got some other research you want to share. I do want to share another question from Alex. How do you deal with a person who doesn't want to work with the committee chair? I think maybe we can generalize that a little bit. Yeah, there are some leaders who have ideas, right? There's one in every group. I don't know. Your thoughts, Jason?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so
if they're not willing to work with the committee chair, I would hope that they would be willing to work with the Cubmaster. But if you have a den leader that's just gone rogue and they are not talking to unit leadership, it's time to engage your chartered org rep, right? Because maybe this person isn't a good fit for your pack. If they're not, if they're off doing their own thing, they're not following the program, they have tigers with knives, they've got white gas in campfires, whatever it is, it's time to engage your chartered org rep and talk about that person not being there anymore. And as much as I hate to have somebody not be part of the program, if they're not willing to work with your unit leadership, we need to be able to talk to them somehow to get them back on track. And if they're not willing to have that conversation, then maybe your pack isn't the place for them.
Yeah, that's a great answer, Jason. I agree with you 100%. We want everybody to become a den leader, but if somebody is just overwhelmed for whatever reason, who knows what they have going on in their lives, you know, maybe it's time for them to think about, let's turn this over to somebody else. But yeah, I think that's great. Your charting organization is a great resource for that. Again, we've talked about commissioners, also another great resource.
Yeah, maybe you call in your unit commissioner to have a sit down with everybody, right? As a unit commissioner, I've done that. I've been called in because there was apparent conflict with one of my units. And they called me in to kind of be the neutral third party to listen to everybody and kind of offer some help. And while I can't make like binding resolutions that you will do this, I can certainly make suggestions and, you know, help them kind of come to a compromise. And my outcome was great. Everybody left the meeting reasonably happy. And, you know, they talked to one another where they weren't, and there was meh behind the scenes. And we cut that out. We were done with that.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Rob says he's a commissioner. He's had to deal with adult conflicts. You know, one of the good things about Cub Chat Live, you can ask questions like that. It's a little bit off topic. We don't mind answering. Jason always has good answers. We appreciate you guys engaging, asking these questions, because if you have that question, there's a really good chance that someone else does too. You're probably not the only one with that question. So thank you for contributing. Rob has also done what we talked about. He's tagged a bunch of friends in the comments. Thank you, Rob, for doing that. We encourage everyone else to do that. Jason, what other ways, as we wrap up our show today, just a few more minutes, what else do we want to share with the folks?
Yeah, so I'll talk about next week's Cub Chat Live. So nobody's going to be live next week. So next week's a best of episode because of Halloween, because honestly, it's both my daughter's birthday and Halloween. I'm going to be out trick-or-treating. I don't think anybody else is going to be here to talk about anything. So next week will be a best of episode. Feel free to tune in and watch that. It'll be, I don't know what the specific best of bits are, but it's probably going to be some good information from within the last year to year and a half.
Absolutely. Yep. Definitely worth tuning in for sure. Yep.
And then we've got a great national level service project that you could use in your den or your pack. So holiday letters for the military. I stole Tamara's QR codes. You can tell the difference. It's got the dinosaur, not the Cub Scout logo. So if you scan that QR code, it'll take you straight to the page for the service project. There's directions on the website. You have them make holiday letters for military service members who are deployed overseas, right? Maybe they're hearing from their families. Maybe, you know, your Cub Scouts card that they make is the thing that, you know, brightens up their day. And then you have them sent off to the National Service Center by November 7th. So not a lot of time left to do this, but what a great thing to do, right? It's just like sending supplies, or if you're selling popcorn right now, you've got the popcorn donations for military service members. Really, really a good service project.
Yeah, and speaking of Anthony Berger, I ran into him in the halls of the office the other day, and he had a big pack of letters that he had received from Cub Scout packs over the country. Very inspiring, very cool to see that. Keep those letters coming in. Wendy has tagged a friend in the comments. Make sure everyone knows about this holiday letters for the military. It's very, very cool. Yeah, just another couple of weeks or so. It's not too late to get it done, but just a couple of weeks or so, definitely a worthy project. Another thing, Jason, that you guys have been talking about a lot lately, Florida Seabase, not a bad place to visit in December, huh?
No, weather down there is pretty nice. So we're having a national committee sort of meeting. So with regular leaders like you, and you can come down to Seabase, learn more about the Cub Scout program, and get to meet some of these people you've been talking to or seen online on Cub Chat Live. I'll be there. I would love to hang out in the Florida Keys with you. I'll be down there December 12th through 14th. It's between $300 and $350, depending on what type of room you want to get. It covers your meals while you're there, your room and board. I think they're going to take us out on as long as the weather's nice, a little cruise through the Keys one evening. Doesn't include your travel. You're on your own for flying or driving. But I hope to see some folks from Cub Chat Live there. If you do, come give me a high five.
Yeah, absolutely. Go down there. Introduce yourself to Jason as a Cub Scout Live, as Cub Chat Live viewer. Let us know what you like about the show. And if you're nice, you could even tell them what you don't like. We want to hear it all. Yeah.
Feedback is a gift.
Exactly. It's exactly right. Rob says his pack is making cards for the military. Very, very cool. Good to see people working on that. I always like to leave the show, Jason, with one of the best comments. And this comment, I just choosing this at randomly. Tamara says, oh, look at that. She said, Aaron, you are the best and we appreciate you. I just picked that at random. I didn't even realize that's what I'm saying. That's just a coincidence. Thank you, Tamara.
I appreciate people. So I think I close out every one of my Cub Chat Lives the same way. And I think I say that every time. So this program wouldn't be possible without volunteers like you. Every person who's watching Cub Chat Live, and even the people who aren't, this is a volunteer-run organization. It's not the people at your council service centers that are making your units happen. It's not the people at National that are making your units happen. It's you. And thank you for the impact you are having on our youth to help them become tomorrow's leaders. Thank you. I can't say it enough, and I say it every single time. Thank you so much. You guys put so much time and effort and energy into the program and making sure that it is the best that it can be for your youth. And that does not go unnoticed, and you should get more recognition than we can give you. But thank you so much.
Well said, Jason. I could not have said it better myself. We'll end on that. Thank you, Jason, as always, for your time today. Thank you all for watching. Have a good weekend. Tune in next week for our best of episode. Tune in 2 weeks for our next live episode. So long, everybody. Bye, Jason. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good weekend, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode, same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.